Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/move to gas.
And I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Barbara Scully and Grod Farrelly for So You Think You're an Adult. Barbara and Grod, both very welcome.
Good morning,
Margaret. Thank you very much.
And you've come in during the ad break to tell me that you've just picked up salacious gossip, which you're not going to...
No, we didn't say, we never said a word about anything like that.
The next ad break will come till I get to find that out. But before we get there, just a few texts. I just heard White Christmas, and to make you jealous, I have all my shopping done.
Oh, come on. That person needs to get a life.
You know, I tried to do that once, and I did shopping in advance, and then I hit it, and I couldn't find it. So I had to do it all again.
Well, you deserve that.
You got what you deserved, Barbara.
Thanks, okay.
The Kilcullen thing makes me very suspicious, because I know a man who lives in Kilcullen, and I think he often boasts about having his shopping done by February.
Right.
Yeah, he's getting help, I think, but it's just the way he is. My girlfriend is now playing Christmas songs in the car on her 3-hour journey.
Good.
She's driving, so she picks the music. This is your fault, Tom. 20 minutes on. It's going to be a long drive to Kerry. Sure is. Christ, on a bendy bike. What are you doing to me? I didn't know where I was there for a minute. I had a slight panic. I had no Christmas presents or even a pudding made. You just made me shiver with that song. Bah humbug. You can never be too ready for Christmas, I think. But... absolute gems this week.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they?
Yeah. They really
are. I'm so glad Garrod is here.
Yeah, yes. I'm completely lacking in empathy at the moment, I think. I had a read of them and I'm not feeling much sympathy now at all.
Right, well, here's the first one. My head is wrecked. I've been seeing a girl for about 3 months now. She's lovely, really cool, really sound, and the sex is incredible. We met at a party through mutual friends who are married. The problem is, after 3 months of great sex, mentioned again, whining and dining, all she seems to be talking about now is marriage and children. She has asked me a couple of weeks in if I was into the idea of marriage. I gave a flippant response that I suppose I would be someday. I heard no more about it until a couple of weeks ago when she asked about my timeline with the relationship. Did I think it would be within a year that I would propose? How long after that, after getting engaged, would be reasonable before having the actual wedding? And wouldn't it be perfect to come back from the honeymoon already expecting a baby? Lads, I can't cope with this. I was really starting to fall for her until all this started. I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak, but I'm feeling really pressured into pressing fast forward on the relationship. I've tried shrugging it off, but I'm usually met the response that she is now in her mid-30s. We are both 36. And she doesn't want to waste her time unless we were both invested in the same idea of a future. I thought I'd ask her advice from you guys rather than break it off.
I don't understand what his problem is. I genuinely don't understand what this guy's problem is. I mean, okay, 3 months is not that long. But at the same time, they're both in their mid-30s. Yep. And, you know, for all the kind of like butterflies and love hearts and, you know, all the, you know, kind of romantic flower petals and all the rest of it, relationships are about contracts, are about, you know, partners, setting up partnerships for going forward. And this woman, and I'm going to get murdered for saying this, but this woman's biological clock is tick-tock, and is ticking on down. And she clearly wants to have children and she doesn't want to waste her time. And I think she's dead right. She wants to know. Now, I think she could be a little bit more, I was going to say manipulative, but that's not the right word. A little bit more kind of roundabout.
No, you mean manipulative.
No, I don't really.
You? You
I
do.
Mean a little bit cleverer and less obvious, maybe, in the way that she's interviewing him or kind of trying to work
a bit
out
more subtle.
Where he's going. A little bit more subtle. I think she's frightening him a little bit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like 3 months on, unless I lived a really weird life, you kind of know whether you're into this person or you're not.
I think he's the problem.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Because I can't get over like, a little sympathy he's getting.
Well, he's saying here that he gave a flippant response and then he's tried shrugging it off. Like, they need to have a conversation.
She's only 3 months in.
Yeah, but they're 36. Like, he's not in his 20s. Like, he needs to know, does he want kids?
What?
Yeah, but
it's not
actually,
a speed trial.
Yeah, but Tom,
no,
it
but
actually
this is for his benefit too, because if he decides in 10 years' time, do you know what? I think I want kids. All of a sudden, he's one of those guys in their mid-40s that's trying to chase somebody 10 years younger. That's tragic.
It is tragic.
Absolutely.
I just it seems to me that it just is very fast. Three months.
It's a bit fast, but I mean, you know, I was there. We got married in our mid-30s, and people have said to me since, and we were trying to work this out last night because we're 21 years married shortly. We were trying to work out what our timeline was of kind of relationships and everything else. and it was pretty quick.
Yeah.
I think we started going out in July, and I think we were engaged by Christmas, and we got married the following year. Like that, yeah, the following year, which was reasonably quick. And somebody said to me, like, how did you know? And I go, well, we were both drinking at the Last Chance Saloon. It was either get on this bus, you know what I mean, or risk the possibility there won't be another one coming along. And it does boil down to that, really, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, it's timing. It's the right person, but at the right time.
And if you want kids, her fertility is going to drop off a cliff once
she hits 40. I was waiting for that line to be used.
Yeah, but that, well, it is, yeah. Truth. It is true, like, unfortunately.
Nothing worse than pressure to get married. Once you're in a relationship for more than a year and family and friends start bugging you, you can't relax. Barbara doesn't get his issue. 3 months? That's insane. No, get rid of her. You need someone on your own wavelength, says Patrick.
But also at the start of a relationship, there's always one person that's pushing it along a little bit, or is a little bit insecure. And maybe if he just had a chat with her and said, yeah, look, I do want marriage. Like, has he even said, I do want marriage and kids?
I don't know if he's made his mind up about that.
Yeah, and he's not necessarily saying with her, but he's just saying, yeah, that's on the cards for me. So at least she knows there's a chance there, that they're on the same page at least.
But don't you have an idea in your head of relationships that, you know, when you start first, you have that kind of, the chemistry is very good between you, and you want to kind of enjoy that for as long as you can before you start going into the serious world of naming dates and picking out children's names.
I think, as I say, she's probably been a little bit too in your face for him.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm wondering from his point of view, is he just gone to the natural kind of male instinct laddie kind of like, whoa, missus, you know, this is all too much, I can't take this, as he said, like, she's doing my head in, and, you know, I it's wrecking my head, or whatever he said. Or is he seriously afraid of commitment, and is he seriously not into commitment, and in which case he needs to tell her, because she's got a project which is
clearly
she wants to get married or whatever, and she wants to have kids, and he needs to kind of to take that into consideration as well. And if everything else is okay, like,
my gut reaction when I heard this was, I heard you last week, and somebody was asking about their 17-year-old daughter who wanted to get a neck tattoo.
Yeah.
Man, that put the fear of God into me. And
it's a heady issue. I can tell you that time. It's definitely a heady issue.
I know. But you were saying buy time. When I read this, buy time went through my mind.
But you see, the difference is that she's very aware of the fact that her time
not even
is taken
3 months.
Well, yeah, she could. I think she's probably been a little bit ahead of the curve.
She's probably been a little bit tenacious because he's given her nothing. Like, if he's just saying, oh, we'll talk about that again. Like, but if he's saying, you know, yeah, but we'll see how it goes. Like, I see that for myself too. Then maybe she D's off a bit, you know. But he's the problem. I blame him.
Boy. So he has to decide. He suddenly, one minute he's a single man, 3 months ago. Then he meets this woman. They're having great sex. Everything is wonderful. Yeah. And now he has to, suddenly lights are in his eyes. You have to make your mind up now. Where are you going to be in 10 years' time? Are you going to have children? Are you going to be with this woman?
She sounds like great. I mean, he said she's really cool.
She sounds like a
keeper. And the sex is incredible. Like, what else is he looking for?
I can't think of anything that's missing from that
list. Exactly. So,
yeah, welcome to your 30s.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the way the world works now.
All right, so there you go. It's take the woman now.
I hope we haven't pushed him over the edge now. I really do.
Well, let's just throw it over to the audience. Let them see what they're doing. Let's throw more science at it, will we? 53106, your text on that. 3 months in, is still a new relationship. Let everyone calm down and enjoy the grace period. Sure, just propose and have a long engagement. That could take the wind out of your sails.
Yeah, maybe. But I think you do need to be. I mean, I know, again, thinking back to me when we got engaged at Christmas, I think my now husband thought, yeah, I'll get engaged, we do the ring, and then I can sit back and wait. And I got a bonus at Christmas, and I remember saying to him then, oh, in January, do you know what? I have this bonus. It wasn't huge, but I said, we'll go away for a weekend. Nice hotel. Picked a really nice hotel. And he was English, so it was like a castle. And he thought, oh, yeah, great. So, and by the time we came back, I had a date set, because I knew, like, although he was going to sit back and go, I've done the commitment. So now I don't need to do anything more. We could have 2 years here. And I was like, no, we don't have 2 years here. We need to move this to the next stage fairly quickly. I just think maybe her thing is she hasn't been a bit subtle. I'm going to get lacerated for this. I know that. But anyway.
We shall see. 53106. Your text on that, and there's loads already coming in. I'll turn to them in a moment, but this is another one now, another problem from a listener. Recently moved back to Ireland after living in Australia. I'm currently unemployed and therefore can't afford to rent an apartment, so I'm living at my parents'. Initially this was lovely, as it was so nice to spend time with them after being away for so long. However, it's becoming increasingly tricky. The house is small, they're very particular about how things are done at the house, and we've started to argue a lot. Even silly things like the way I fill the dishwasher ends up in a fight. I'm really worried about this and how it's going to affect our relationship, but I simply can't afford to move out. I just don't know what to do.
Well, there are things that parents say, and there are things like, you know, this will always be your home, you're welcome here anytime, that I think we all learn are absolute rubbish. And once you go, you're gone. I do feel for this guy because obviously he's come back and times are hard. But one of the things he says that I think is quite interesting, he says that they are very particular. And what I'm hearing there is that he's not. So if he's coming home to this little house and he's just leaving the, you know, chaos in his wake, of course, your mom and dad, they're going to get a bit angry. I think he needs to react how he would have reacted if this had happened to him in Australia. You know, if he was under the gun to get another job to meet his rent in Australia, he needs to move things on now here, and he needs to start chipping in a little bit, I think.
I would definitely agree with that. And I would, you know, there's a lot of people in this situation, and it's not really just because he came back from Australia. There's lots of people who've moved out and started renting places, and because the rent has gone up or because they want to save for to buy a place, they've moved back in with their parents. And I mean, I know my generation are the parents, you know, so I know I have friends whose kids have left and then come back. And it is difficult, you know, it really is difficult. But I think that he has to bear in mind the fact that this is his parents' house. Yeah. This is not his house. And he has to flip it and think, how would it be if it was my house and my parents or one of them had come to live with me because they were not able to look after themselves or whatever? He would have his way of doing things, be it particular or not particular. And he would expect that to be honoured by his parents if the roles were reversed. So I think he's got to cut him a bit of slack here. He's very lucky that he has parents that he can move back in with.
Very
and that,
lucky.
You know, he can. And it sounds to me, although he doesn't say it, it sounds to me, as you kind of hinted at, Garud, that he's not perhaps contributing maybe as much as he should.
I find that phrase, that silly things like the way I fill the dishwasher.
That's not silly.
Nothing silly about the way you fill the dishwasher.
Absolutely
not. Stop, will you please? This is a man thing. It definitely is a man thing.
Absolutely not. It's a fine art. This can be the make or break a relationship.
Why do men think stacking the dishwasher is a fine art?
Honest
to God, it isn't.
Because it absolutely is.
It bloody is not.
If you do it wrong and you're putting out the wash on again, or there's no rinse,
there's no other things that
are parallel. That drives me. That's what will end my relationship. Is
glasses break.
Him putting on the dishwasher without rinse.
Stems lying the wrong way.
These are all the same. You know that. These are all the same.
I think.
And it's absolute nonsense. And it's something to do with power.
Is it?
I don't know what it is. Yeah,
good,
but it's ridiculous.
Stack in a dishwasher is very satisfying, I think.
Is that a euphemism though?
I know. You come away from it, you think, that's a
can
job
I just
well
say, I
done.
Think the other thing that Garrod said about this is a point, is that I think his parents are also need to see that he is actually making plans not to be there forever.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And I think perhaps he's not showing that he's moving towards regaining his own independence. And I think he needs to reassure them of that.
Because when you go home at Christmas, like, you do go bananas. You know, when you're locked in the house for the 3 days of Christmas
yes.
with those people that you do love on some level, but just you're around them for 3 days. Like, you go back into the role that you used to be in when you lived there. And that's very hard on everyone.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when you, like, that 3 days of Christmas drives me insane.
I am those people you go back to now. I'm gone from that loop now. I'm the people you go back to.
Tom.
I'm on the other side of it now. I know, it's terrible. It's terrible.
I spent, my eldest daughter's nearly 30, and when she was about, she's gone 6 years, she was mid-20s, and I remember I spent about 18 months saying to her, it's time you moved out now, it's time you moved out now, it's time you moved out now, and then she moved out and she went to Australia, and she's still there. So, you know, you have to be careful what you wish for as
you
well.
Do.
Like the first time I moved out for about 2 years, I think, and I think my mother cried for about 3 weeks, and then the second time I moved out, she just said, see ya. That was a long 5 years since you came back.
There's wonderful advice coming in. Tell that guy that's being pressurised by the lady to drop her like a hot penny. Tell him to get a bird at least 10 years as junior and he'll be well ahead. I did it twice. The mad. There's the kind of advice.
Didn't last though, did it?
The
I did it twice.
Man.
Yes, bird.
As a 36-year-old female, if a guy I was only seeing for 3 months started to talk about marriage and kids, I would run for the hills. That woman needs to calm down. What if he does propose? What's his next step? A retirement home in Cork? She seems more interested in marriage.
No, it's a mortgage and it's kids and it's all that.
And you really do need to stack a dishwasher correctly, otherwise things won't get cleaned. It's not a male thing.
No, excuse
me. It's a
hygiene thing. I get that things need to be cleaned, right? They don't all need to be lined up by their size and by their colour.
Size.
No, they don't. And that's where.
It says it in the manual.
See, there you go. Yeah.
Doesn't. Size is the key to thing. So now, this is the one, Barbara. I think you'll come into your own, as it were. My new boyfriend is very good looking, funny, wealthy, and all the rest. Basically, ticks all the boxes bar one. He hasn't the first clue about what to do in bed. He's very selfish and it seems to be all about his own satisfaction. In the beginning, I thought it was his nerves on his part, but now, 8 months later, he's just as thoughtless as ever. How do I get him to improve without hurting his feelings? This is one where I don't think we can help, can we?
No, I can help.
Thanks very much, guys, for the support
she
here.
She needs to hurt his feelings. That's what needs to happen here.
Again, I don't really know what the problem is here. This guy is good looking, funny and wealthy. Jackpot.
Yeah, that's all brilliant.
He's not good in bed. That can be fixed. You know.
Yeah, but it's how.
It's, well.
It's be there very, is the you question. You have to be very clear. It's like, you're really bad at this.
No, you don't have to be mean. To prove no, yourself. And you have to be willing to put, you're all making a laugh at this. I think, though, if she, she has to take it slow and she has to be prepared to put in.
8 months.
Yeah, I know. Well, she hasn't started yet. She's obviously 8 months waiting for him to get, to kind of find his inner whatever. And he hasn't found it.
We just let that slide. We just move over it. It's not her that needs to find something.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Beautifully
oh,
put.
Oh God. But I think that she, you know, if she takes, I was going to say take him in hand, but I'm not going to say that now. If she took it slowly and just, I think Irish people are very bad generally, in my experience, about talking about sex. And I think that she has a problem here. He doesn't know there's a problem, perhaps because they've never had a straight up conversation.
I don't think he does.
When two people are, you know, getting it on, there's two things that need to happen. If only one of them is happening, well then there's something wrong.
Well, he mightn't be, you know, it's much more obvious. This is terrible. It's much more obvious when it's happening for him than it might be when it's happening for her. She might be sparing his feelings a little bit by giving the impression that things might be happening more than they actually are happening.
Well, she could be in her enthusiasm to please him and make him feel important.
He is wealthy and good looking and everything else like that. So she's probably pandering to his, you know, his ego.
It is a hard conversation to have. She's going to have to say something like, I'm a great fan of your, you know, competitive style. However, I was just wondering.
And I like the way we have sex really quickly.
Yes. Yeah, I know it's harsh to judge you on 8 seconds, but I was wondering.
You see, no, I think you need to break it down even more.
Yeah, I think she feels there's more that needs to be done.
No, but she needs to take it one thing at a time. In other words, the next time that they are having sex, you know, she needs to talk about, like, when we're at the stage, which hopefully there's a little bit of foreplay, and she needs to slow that down and say things like, I like that, I don't like that, you know, maybe could you do more of this. But she needs to start bringing in proper conversation while they're having
sex.
Like,
he's putting the stuff in the dishwasher, but he's not wiping the counter.
I knew you'd get a dishwasher thing. I knew you'd get that in there. That was excellent. I knew it.
That'd explain a lot of things then, would it?
At the moment we started, I thought the dishwasher was going to be in here at some point. Okay. Go on, like, and show him how to stack it.
She needs to show.
Also, do you know what annoys me about this she's described him as really, really good looking. I think good looking people have it easy. I think that he needs to be punished here. He's not doing this right, and it needs to be fixed. And I think if more people had said to this good looking man that they weren't happy with some of the stuff he was doing, like, they wouldn't be in this position.
They could do a rewards chart.
I agree with you. Well, that's stars.
Yes.
Put magnets on the fridge.
Yeah. And when he gets so many stars, she can allow him to stack the dishwasher whatever way he wants then at the end of it. I think there's room for her to teach him here. If she's willing to put in the work over a period of time, I think it can be fixed. But I do think with men in particular, you have to be very gentle about how it she has to be a gentle teacher.
Okay.
And a slow teacher.
If you have any advice in that department, 53106 is the text. I get this one in quickly if I can, because I find it a very interesting one. My wife is becoming increasingly nervous and paranoid due to the amount of terror attacks in the last 2 years. She won't go on a train, fly or take a boat. Long distance trips are now no. She's become terrified of lifts, escalators and restaurants. It feels as though life is closing in on us. There's so much I want to do, as we've all the kids reared, they're out of the house. This should be our time to embrace life and be selfish. This will sound insensitive, but I feel she is holding me back. How can she become like this when nothing bad has ever happened to her? I'm surprised there aren't more questions like that, because you can't help turn on the news these days. I think, you know, it's becoming a more dangerous world.
Yeah, well, I think the first thing that needs to happen is they both have to accept that there is a problem. He didn't say whether she accepts that there is a problem. And then what he needs to do, it's important he doesn't cut the cloth to suit her measure, you know, because you then neither of them are doing anything. I think that's important that if he is still doing the things he wants to do, then she can, he can tell her, you know, I went for a nice dinner. It was lovely. You know, she should have some, he should be the person that's coaxing her back out of this, I think. That's provided she's willing, like if she's good.
Yeah, does she need a bit of professional
help? Yeah, that's what I would get from this. And I think it's very easy to fall into this place where you believe with, that the world is full of evil and that you could stumble upon any of these awful terrorist incidents as soon as you set foot outside of your own country where supposedly we always think we're very safe. And I mean, that's a very reasonable fear. And it's like people who are afraid of flying. You know, you can tell people, look, you know, you know your chances of dying in an air crash are so minuscule. And these people will happily get into their cars every day where the chances of killing themselves or injuring themselves are so much greater. So the problem is that her mind is now focused on this. And I think, you know, I think that she possibly will need some professional kind of help in controlling her mind, because it's her mind that's feeding her with stuff that's actually not rational. And it is going to hold them back. And they are at a time, unlike the other poor Egypts whose son came back, these two have the presumably the means and the time to go abroad and to travel. And it is an awful shame if she's doing both of them out of it because of. But I mean, I think it's a real problem that she has. And I would suggest that perhaps if you Google, you know, kind of for help in your local area, I'm sure you'll find plenty of ways that could help.
And I'm sure there's more of it going on as well. The great advice is still continuing in for our friend and 3 months together. Why doesn't she just get pregnant? And then let him make his mind up.
Oh,
at least
God.
She'd have the baby then.
Oh, Jeannie Mac. That's, well, that's very risky
that's
business.
That's somebody else that's thinking strategically.
Yeah. It's risky, though. And it's very tough on your tod.
Yeah. My husband loads the dishwasher like he's just taken acid. Not all men can do dishwashers, it would seem. It's definitely not a man thing. My husband cannot stock the dishwasher and I end up doing it. Also on the guy date for 3 months. What is it with females and children?
It's desperate, isn't it?
Isn't it?
God, it's very inconvenient.
Don't have children. Best decision I ever made.
Well, good for
There's
you. I have children.
That,
best decision I made.
There's a lot to be said for that. I have a cat. It's fantastic.
I have four
They're
cats.
Annoying you. Just put them
four
inside.
Four cats and kids.
I know.
I'll see your cat. I'll raise you three cats.
Barbara,
three kids.
Barbara, thank you very much. Jerod, thank you very much. And further text, please, to 53106.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.